and welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Peng, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a minute or a whole freaking... Has it been 2 months?
It feels like 2 months.
I think it's been about 2 months since we've done a episode, and we do apologize for that. It's been very crazy. Ever since Book Bonanza, I'm going to be flat honest, I haven't read as much as I been wanting to read, just because things have been very, very crazy. We've been busy. I've been super busy. I work full time, and then we had the boxes, so we had to get that out, and then it was very crazy. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it feels like it's been quite so long that I don't really know what to say anymore on the podcast.
We're doing it consistent.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because we've missed so many releases and interviews that we've been wanting to do. But it's just been so hectic. Like I said, we did finally ship all the Vicious boxes, and that took a lot of time. Responding to emails, because Peng is over the whole email stuff. I'm over the shipping, and it's a one person doing that job is crazy. Because responding to so many emails, shipping so many stuff, it's crazy. So it's been a minute, but we are gonna try really hard not to skip anymore.
I feel like once we ship out the next box, I think we probably legit stop for a few more weeks until we pick it back up, because we get so drained out. If we live in the same city, then it would totally be different. But we are, Jan is in Texas, I'm in California.
Preparing for a box like this, it's very hard. You said, it would be easier if we lived close to each other. We don't. So there's a lot of stuff we each have to do in order to get the box ready. Good news is, the good thing is that, for the next one, I think we have pretty much everything ready. We're just waiting on our book sample before we can post the cover and the author and pre-order. So today that's mostly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Vicious box, what's to come in our box. And a little bit of what we've been doing. Like I mentioned, I haven't read as much as I expected or wanted.
Especially in August, I didn't read much at all in August, but then there were a lot of good books in August, but I've only read a few. And then I don't know if it's because traveling from Book Bonanza to now, I don't know if it's because I'm so drained out. Because you know how when you do so much, when you work full time, and when you read, and when you edit, and when you do all these stuff all at once, it gets quite tiring. I'm pretty sure I said it, but with my stupid ear still ringing, my ears started ringing since the week before Book Bonanza, and now it's still ringing.
It's mentally draining because it's you work a full-time job too. So it's you have your full-time job, you have to do all this stuff for now that we have the box, you have to, if you edit, you edit. I've been trying to edit more. I've been so busy. You take pictures for book releases. And then you have to it's a lot, and it does get mentally draining because yes, you read, but what you're reading and you're falling asleep because you're so freaking tired. But no, was it August? I didn't read, I think, at all on August. I read, but because I read so little, it feels like I barely read. This month I've gotten some arcs that I need to read, but I've been very slow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back in it. Right now I'm reading, what's it called? Let me look at it. I forgot the name. I'm reading The Rules of Dating by Penelope Ward and V. Keelan. Uh-huh. So that's an arc. So I'm reading that one, and then I'm going to jump up to Corinne's. So hopefully I get back on the mellow. Girl, guess what?
What?
Tell me why. I don't know why. I've been wanting to read this trope, and I never thought I would want to read this trope.
The R.H. trope.
No, never accept that one. I would never read that one. That's just not for me. I don't like that. R.H. is not romance. How can you love someone if you share someone? It makes no sense to me, but okay. I've been wanting to read a cheating, angsty book to where I'm gonna like freaking cry my eyes out. But I don't, like, the certain way I want it, it's like it already happened. So yeah. Now the whole book is like the hero wanting to win the heroine over.
Yeah.
That's the type of book that I've been wanting to read. Like All Your Perfects, I think that's the name, by Colleen Hoover. I keep mm-hmm. thinking about that one. Like, the cheating already happened when the book started. So mm-hmm. that's sort of what I want to read. I don't know why. I just want to cry. I want a book where he already cheated. Not that
I don't think there's a lot of books like that. I think it happened. Most books now, the cheating happens while.
I don't like that.
Yeah, so I don't.
Anybody knows of a book where it already happened and the whole book is the hero trying to win the heroine over, set in my way, because I really want to read something like that. Like QB Tyler's, he had amnesia, so he forgot he cheated, but that was a good one. I cried. I was so pissed at him. Yeah, so I want something like that. I don't know why I've been wanting to read an angsty cheating book. I don't know why. I don't know why. But yeah, like, I have that arc. I need to finish some other ones, but I'm trying to slowly but surely get into reading again. Just because mm-hmm. once you're mentally drained, it's like you have to work yourself up again to like be in the rhythm that you used to be. Before, I used to be book. Now it takes me forever.
Yeah, same here. But somehow this month, I guess because my arcs are like due back to back. And so I think that's why I've been reading constant more this month. But then August, oh my gosh, I totally slacked off. But then I think I haven't been reading books from my TBR list, which I'm sad because I really want to. But at the same time, I was like, no, I need to finish reading these arcs.
I did. I read one from, it wasn't reading my TBR because I didn't know it was releasing. Molly McAdams released, I forgot the name of it, released a book that's based, it's sort of like a what if book from a series she had released before. Did you ever watch, it's an old movie with Ashton Kutcher, The Butterfly Effect?
I think so, but I don't even remember that.
Super old. I don't remember much of it. All I remember is that he keeps changing, like, mm-hmm. his future, so his whole life changes. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what the book that Molly wrote is. It's like he... So a little summary from like the previous book, it's like the heron and the hero. The heron technically cheats on the hero with his best friend. Mm-hmm.
Is that the movie or is it the book?
The book.
Okay.
And in the book, the side character who she cheats on ends mm-hmm. up, I think, dying. And she ends up, she's pregnant with his kid. And then the hero ends up raising it, whatever. So this book is a what if he didn't die. But like everything changes to where they never cheated. She was never pregnant with his kid. He actually is engaged to someone else, but remembers nothing about her. So it's a butterfly what if type of story. I legit cried my eyes out. And it was so freaking good. It was like so, 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 so good. So I'm going to stick with this What If alternative universe. But maybe that's why I want like an angsty book, because he wakes up and it's sort of like he dreamed or he made up in his head this reality from like the other book. So every time like his fiance is like, we're engaged, he's like, no, we're not. And I'm like, it was so sad, but it was so good. Like, so I skipped a bunch, like two arcs, one arc just to read that one ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I read just one novella because it was a novella. So it was a short one. So I was like, let me just read this novella and then I'll go back into my arcs. But then I think I'm almost caught up with my arcs though. But then I don't want to jinx it because I might end up getting more arcs.
We should be getting Dead Knees. And it's going to be two. It should come out like back to back because they release, I think, a week apart. So I'm trying to finish everything before then. I don't know. I think I have like three arcs left. So, and there two of them are due tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week. So I should be good. I still haven't read The Do-Over.
Oh, yes, you did. I was going to say, did you even read The Casanova? But you did.
I did. Remember? You did. Isn't that where the painting, the true artist was the girl that he... Yeah. Was falling in love with, but he kept thinking it was somebody else. But I'm still not over the fact that he went to go meet her. I'm still, spoiler alert, I was so upset. I was so pissed.
Spoiler alert came so late.
Huh?
I say your spoiler alert came so late. You already.
sorry, not sorry. Like, it gets me so heated. I know, yeah. I remember, I think I texted you when I was reading it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm reading. I know, are you reading Monica's right now?
Yeah, I'm reading hers right now. Girl, that one line, just one single line that Spence said to her was so mean.
Yeah, I love that book. I won't talk about it just because it's not even near release. I literally want to have Monica in our podcast so we can talk about it, because Sylvie is so much like, I mean, when we met her in the other book, she's this person who I disliked. I did not like her. I did not want her book. Yeah. I did not want her book. Like, I don't care about her. I'm like, I do not care about her. And it's like, without spoiling anything, like, she has to be my favorite female character of Monica's. I'm gonna reach out to Monica. Maybe we can have her here for release day, because we need to talk.
Yeah.
But anyways, apart from that, yeah. So I'm reading V. Keelan's and Penelope Ward's book, and then I'm gonna read Corinne's. And then I think I have one more, and then I should be all done. Because then we start focusing on the next. Oh, I almost said the author's name, by the way, of who's in our box. I almost said it. We're going to focus on that author's box next. Like I said earlier, we already have everything. We're just waiting for the sample of the book. Once we get the sample and everything looks good, we can go ahead and order everything.
Yeah.
Which we should have, if everything goes as planned, we should be able to release like the cover and author at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then the pre-order would be the first week of October. Maybe, I'm just, don't quote me. We're just going, I'm going off base of what if we do get everything set. And then maybe hopefully get everything shipped the same month. I think
in October.
Before Love in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be it'll be hectic, especially for you. But yeah.
Hectic, but I think our Okay, so I do want to say this. So our situation with the Vicious Box, I don't want to jump into the next one. Let me talk about Vicious. So that one was a little bit harder. It was our first box. And I will say that we learned a lot from that box. So we are going to be changing things up. We're going to be doing things different. We did, there was a big wait for that one.
Yeah.
But that won't be the case going forward. Like our plan is to do the pre-order and then the same month, if not the following month, get that box sent out. Yeah. I know with Vicious, I think it was a 3-month wait just because we were having so much issues with, you know, the printer was printing out the, like the spine was wrong or the interior design was wrong or it was a lot of back and forth. And that's why it took so long. But like I said, we're learning a lot. We did get an email where they were telling us what they like, didn't like, and, you know, feedback is always accepted. We want the feedback because we do want to make sure that we're not sending a box to people that don't like. So feedback is always welcome and we've learned a lot. So like I said, going forward, our plan is to send out the box the same month we do the pre-order in. Because we're already ahead. Like, we have another box towards the end of the year. We have that cover done already.
Yeah.
So as soon as we finish, as soon as we, like, finish the pre-order for the second book, we're going to move to the swag for the third one. So we are ahead. We're trying to be ahead. So like I said, if we do the pre-order at the beginning of the month, our plan is to ship everything at the end of that month. So that is our plan. I mean, we're already technically, like I said, ahead.
Yeah.
Don't want to jinx it. I don't have wood next to me. But I mean, that's our plan. Like, we've learned a lot and there was some hiccups with this Vicious Box. I know there was some damaged books that we are gonna be replacing. And I do want to say thank you to everyone who messaged us and was patient and nice and understanding. Because technically it is not our responsibility after we drop it off at the USPS office, at the post office. But we do understand, like, we're book collectors too. We want a book that's, like, in good condition in our shelf. Also, when you take pictures, like, you don't want your book to be all ripped and messed up when you're taking pictures. So we did do replacements, and we thank people for being so understanding. We want everybody to get a book that everybody loves. But apart from that, everybody, I'm so happy everybody liked the box.
Yes.
Like, I was so nervous for the swag, and I've never seen people be so happy with the swag. Like, I personally loved the jar.
Yes.
Like, that was my favorite. And I have it because I kept one, and I'm debating if I want to use it or if I don't want to use it. Like, it's so pretty.
Yep. Mine is just on my shelf. I'm not using it.
But you rarely, you don't drink coffee. Like, look, I literally have a jar right now, but it's clear because I bought it because I'm like, I want one. So I just bought a clear one.
We get so many messages asking if we have extra swags.
Yes.
If we have any, especially the jars.
Especially. Yes.
And like, Jan, we talked about it. It's not set in stone. It's not yes or no. But if, I seriously think if we have enough people that's interested in it, we can probably sell it. But then that, it's only if, because Jen is the one who's doing the shipping. So it'll be hard for her.
Maybe as a surprise. Yeah, a surprise. Yeah, like that is one thing that really shocked me, because you never know it. Swag is a hit and miss.
Yeah.
But I think from the beginning, we always went into this mindset of we want stuff in the box that people are going to be able to put up on their shelf, that are going to be able to use, and that it's worthy of the price.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I think that was the first swag item we chose.
Yeah.
The jar. And it's funny because we got that like literally a month before the pre-order.
Yeah.
And I've just been sitting on those jars all this time, wanting to take a picture and post it and use it. And I'm just like, oh, the torture. But yeah, the swag. And then we also had a bag from Novel Grounds that she did for us. Loved it. Megan is amazing. We had a bookmark and the love letter that Vicious wrote to Amelia.
Yeah.
So it was, I loved it. I'm so happy everybody loved it. But like Payne said, we have gotten a lot of emails for the jar. And the letter, if I'm honest. The jar and the letter.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of extra letters. I do want to say there's one typo in there. And we do apologize for that. sorry. But apart from that, everything's good. We do have a lot of that in bookmarks. And some bags. We don't have a lot of, I think we have like 10 bags left. I mean, we could sell those. I don't know if people are interested. Like Payne said, we don't have any jars, but we might, maybe, I don't know. Let's get through the second box first.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. But we might sell the remaining bags and the letters, but I don't know how to sell those because
I feel like it's not worth enough to be, it's just going to be a few dollars, and then the shipping will
cost more than the item, so I don't see that being fair. So we might not, so just I don't know. But we are going to have a giveaway very, 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 very soon in our, maybe next week, I don't know, I forgot what we had agreed on earlier today. Of the whole box, you know, the book, the signed book, the jar, the bag, the letter, the bookmark. We're going to have a giveaway soon in our Instagram. So make sure you're following us there. And we might have extra books too. We are going to have damaged books for sale. We are going to be uploading pictures in the listing so you can see how it looks. Some are going to be misprinted and not signed. In case anybody wants those. So technically we're going to have like three listings.
Yeah.
Normal books, damaged books, misprinted, not signed. Damaged books will be signed. And then we're going to have extra good in good condition books. Those will be sold in the same price that they originally were, which I think was $25 plus shipping. The damaged books will be discounted at a lower price. We haven't talked about how much yet. But they will be much lower. Same with the misprinted, just because we're not going to sell you guys a damaged book for the full price. Yeah. So that one for sale might go after the pre-order for the second book. Mm. So keep an eye on our Instagram, because that's where we're going to post it. We are going to be updating our website. So right now it's closed because I've been on there already working on the listings, but yeah. So keep an eye on that and please email us if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. bookbuspod@gmail.com. Just because it's easier for us to keep track of emails and know who's messaging us versus a DM that might go on our, what is it? Spam. Not, it's not spam. I forgot what it's called. But yeah, so email us at bookbuspod@gmail.com. Just because we are on Instagram, but it's just easier so we make sure we don't miss your emails. Yeah. But yes, so apart from that, thank you so much for supporting us in the Vicious Box. Seriously, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I love the cover. I have it right here. It's Jay did an amazing job with the cover and just putting it out there. She did our second cover. She's doing our third cover. We're about to send her the information for the next one. I think I sent her the info for the ones after that one. So we're ahead of our game. And so far she's doing our covers, and I just love Jay. She is a magician. She literally, we tell her and she brings what we want to life. We had her do, when we reached out to her for the second book, I was hoping she wasn't going to judge us, because I was like, the way we explained it, I was like, I don't know how it would look, but just whatever. And then she sent us the cover and I'm like, oh, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second one, I just said the second one was quite, it was quite hard to do the cover for the second one. It was, oh my, it was back and forth, and then we're like, okay, fine, we're just gonna ask Jay to do the cover, and she totally nailed it, as
we
always.
Running off ideas, just because we didn't know what to do, just because the storyline has a big plot, but at the same time, it's not a plot to where you're like, I want this certain like thing in the cover or certain scene. Because you would give it away. So it was hard, but I love the cover. I love the cover, and I'm so excited for everyone to see it. I love the cover for the third one that we're gonna have this year too. But yes, so yeah, Jay is our cover designer, and I love her to pieces. I love her covers. I love, oh my gosh, she posted this cover in her page, a pre-made, and me and Payne were freaking obsessed, and we tried buying it, but it sold out in literally in 5 seconds. I was like, no, I'm still not over it.
That was so sad. And then I was like, girl, if we were able to get that cover, I know what books we could have totally used it for. I was so sad now.
That cover was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember I sent you the picture and you're like, let's get it. And I thought you were kidding.
I legit told you, get it. Email her right now.
It was like, she is a magician. Like, her covers are gorgeous. I'm obsessed with her covers. But yeah, so she's our cover designer, and I'm so thankful for her because she puts up with us. But I cannot wait to show you guys the cover that she did for our second box.
Don't want to go into too much detail about it, but we are doing something a little bit different to the cover for the second one, and I can't wait to see it. Oh my gosh.
But no, yeah. For a second, I was like, what difference? What's going to be different? Yes, it is. And I'm actually, that's why I'm so excited to get the proof, because I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to touch it. And I want to, like, maybe we can even put a video of it whenever we put the pre-order, just so I can see it. But it's exciting. And I do want to say, like I said, with the Vicious box, we did, like I said, we've learned, and we're going to keep learning with each box that we release. But, you know, the Vicious one was a huge, huge lesson for us. And we are changing up our boxes next year. I won't go into detail until, you know, we get the third one out. But next year we are changing our boxes. Like I said, we appreciate all the feedback, and we are trying to make it a fun box. But just know there's so many amazing things coming with our box. Same with our podcast. We're going to try to hop on here like we used to weekly with interviews. Like I said, I'm going to try to reach out to Monica because I do want to talk to her about Sylvie's book. But new interviews too. Make sure you keep an eye on that in our social media. For any podcast question or anything, for any information you want to keep up with, any updates, follow us on Instagram. If you have any other questions, email us. Oh, I do want to say, we did announce the trope for the second one, it's Friends to Lovers. Pang did not let me release more tropes because she said it would have been a given on what the offer was.
Heck yes. It would have been so easy. So we have to be a little bit. But some people did guess correctly, though. Some people did guess correctly. So.
I will say, I think, yeah, like three people guessed it.
Yeah, so I was like, see? And we would have given more hints. Everyone would have guessed it correct.
Three people guessed it correctly. Three people. I did have some questions from some people that wanted to know certain stuff. Someone asked, would you consider doing a two book box with less, no swag? Oh, I guess she, because you know how I posted on the story, would people prefer two books and less swag or one book and more swag? Yeah. I don't know. We're going by the feedback. That's good. And then a bunch of people asking when the next one's coming. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, it's coming this month. So do put out the pre-order until we get the books.
Yeah.
And that has to do a lot with, we did not feel comfortable us doing a 3-month wait on the visual. I felt uncomfortable and I felt like I was very scared that people were going to like think that we scammed them or because as a reader too, like I don't, like my, I no, no, I just, it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Well, I've pre-ordered books before where I have to wait for months before I even get the box. And I tend to forget that I even pre-order it.
And it's so true because someone messaged us because when I printed out labels, they're like, sorry, I've ordered a bunch of boxes. What box is this?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I it didn't feel right. I didn't feel okay with it. I don't want to do it again. So yeah. I'd rather us have the book and then do the pre-order.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I want to do the pre-order. Like if we do the pre-order at the end of the month, at the beginning of October, I want to send out the boxes at the end of October, the same month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that brings me to another thing. We are not gonna be doing individual books for sale.
Yeah.
It's just boxes. It was too crazy for when we divided up for Vicious. We're just doing boxes and maybe it'll change. If we have extras, we will sell the extras after, but it's no, like we're gonna stick to it being the box. But yeah, so the next one's coming. We will announce the author and the book at the end of the month, and then a week later we'll put up the pre-order.
Yeah.
Will we always see the cover before it goes on sale? Yes. Yes, because I think that's one of the things that we agreed on when we were talking about the box.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, I do love a surprise. I do love to see a surprise, but there are times when so I have to be honest, there are times when I order a book box and I ended up not liking the cover. And I was like, I should have just stick with the original cover and forget about this special edition book. And so that's one reason why, Jan, we agree to just show the cover. Because if you don't like the cover, then just don't buy it. So you won't regret wasting that money.
So right now with times, like money is very tricky. So we don't want people wasting money and something they might not like. Also, authors are coming out with their own special editions. So I'd rather them look at the cover and be like, do I stick with the one the author released, or can you know what I mean? So it's like I think we just wanted to make sure people had options. Like you said, I've gotten books that I did not like covers. I love the book, just did not like the special edition cover. And I think it's good to give people the option. Because with money being a big situation right now, it's, you know, some people, I mean, you can hold it for something else. So yeah. We wanted to give everybody the option of, if they like it, they can buy it. If they don't like it, they can wait until the next one.
Yeah.
We are keeping the swag a surprise, though. That's one thing. But just know we are getting swag that we know you guys are going to like, that you guys are going to use. It's not just, it's not going to be just stuff that I, that's how I'm going to put it. We are not adding swag that I would throw away.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I've gotten swag boxes with a bunch of stickers that I end up not using the stickers and I throw them away. And I'm like, well, there goes half of my money that I paid for that box. So I'll put it that way. We're having swag that I personally would not throw away if I were to get that box. That's all I would say about the swag. We will not be offering subscriptions. I don't think we've ever talked about subscriptions.
No. I don't, like, I love subscription, but at the same time, I feel like it's not necessary. Because I don't think everyone will want to buy every book box that we release. And so that's one reason why we decided not to do subscription. Because we never even talked about a subscription box.
Yeah, and I think that brings us back to where we want to give people the option of if they want it or not. Maybe down the road next year, we might talk about it or think about it. But right now, I don't see that happening in the near future or right now. Yeah. But I would say if you want a box, most likely anybody who wants a box will get a box. I said the same thing with Vicious and we sold out in 8 minutes, so I don't know. But I will say that we are doing books and covers that we really, really like go into it thinking about what everybody wants and everybody would like.
Mm-hmm.
So we do hope that you guys like the covers. I'm super excited for like all the authors that we have, because just know, while we can't say who they are, we've talked about them in the podcast. We've read and talked about their books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little hint. And I know we got a lot of people asking, how do they get a box? Like, just follow us on Instagram. Instagram is a big place where we're going to put the dates. Mm-hmm. We're going to put the announcements. We're going to put the reveals. So just follow us there and keep up with that, because we're not just going to be revealing. We're going to do giveaways. So that's a big place where I would say you'll be guaranteed a box if you follow us, because you'll know the time, the date. You'll see the cover. You'll know the author. So you'll be prepared, because we're going to reveal. Our plan has always been reveal the author in the book and then do the pre-order a week after.
Yeah.
So you have a week to decide if you want it or if you don't want it. Come up with payment plan, like a payment option that fits better for you, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So just follow us there. And yeah, so we got a bunch of those. So that,
and I know someone did email us to see if we will have a newsletter. We are still looking into it. With us working full-time job, different time zone.
We haven't really had time to look into it.
Yeah. But if we do have a newsletter, then we will announce it on Instagram, and we will email everyone, whoever will subscribe to our store.
We'll put a story on Instagram too when we get it up.
You
can also use that as a reveal and pre-order stuff. But yeah, we'll definitely look into it.
Yeah.
But other than that, we also had people wanting to know who the next author was. We are not going to say until we reveal it. Like, seriously, we are planning, as soon as we get our proof, we're going to announce it. We have everything ready. I would say we're going to reveal it at the end of September, which is in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep an eye on Instagram, because these 2 weeks are going to pass by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're so excited for you guys to see that. Again, keep an eye on our Instagram because we'll announce when we have those extra vicious books. And just thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you for the support, for the excitement. This first box was so much more than I expected, if I'm being completely honest. It was a huge shocking. So thank you so much for that. And again, if you have questions, just email us. But follow us on Instagram for any updates. But other than that, we'll try very hard, like I said, to be back next week. And we'll talk about some of our favorite books of the year.
Yeah.
Write down that list. But we hope everybody has a good week. And thank you so much again for all the support. And we'll see you guys hopefully next week.